Welcome to Running on Indy. I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
This is episode 25, big 25.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah, I can't believe we've done that many.
No.
Today we have a very special guest, one of our biggest fans, Mr. Scott Jacobson. Welcome, Scott. Say hi.
Hi.
Introduce yourself, dude. You like to run, right?
I love to run.
And you love our show, right?
Exactly, yes.
What's your favorite episode?
Episode 25?
That's a good one. Yeah. I like that one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Scott is one of our biggest fans. We've known Scott for a few years, and he comes to all our running group things that we do. And
yeah, he's pretty much almost an employee at Runner's Forum.
Yeah, he just hangs out.
Yeah, and then
we went to the 1UP arcade bar one night. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of
fun. And you kicked my butt at Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I got lucky.
No, I think you're just a lot better at Mortal Kombat.
Was it part one or part two?
It was the first original.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was hard, actually.
Okay. That's a harder one.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then Scott goes by many nicknames.
LA. We watched the basketball game.
Oh yeah, we watched IU.
It was.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, because IU's better than North Carolina.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Maybe not.
I think we're like eighth in the country.
All right, whatever. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and do our first plug here.
Yep. This episode of Running on Indy is brought to you by 361 Running Shoes with all the new Spire 3. It's a high-mileage trainer powered by QuickFoam. Check out the all-new 361 Spire and find out why everyone is switching to QuickFoam. It's available at your Runner's Forum or your local run retail specialty store. So come in and see me or Jesse, and we'll put you in some 361s.
All right. Yeah, so I didn't mention, yeah, you're man of many nicknames, L.A., we call you the grinder in Broderpool because you're grinding, man.
So, so tell me about the nicknames.
In and Out.
Because he's got one you don't know about, String Cheese. We'll go.
Oh,
over
he's
that
a
one.
String Cheese?
String Cheese.
I don't know that one.
I mean, I'm scared. I mean,
what's grinder about?
When I think of grinder, I think of like bone on bone. But
isn't that like an injury? Isn't that like a dating app or something, too?
No. Actually, yeah.
I think it is.
But Scott actually, he comes in and he like would say, "Man, Tom, you're a grinder, man. You're just grinding."
It's
he like labels people grinders.
It's all that running. Hard.
I think it just means
work.
that you're putting in the hard work and the time, right?
Putting in the hard work and time.
Yeah.
What's LA stand for? How'd you get that name?
I guess it stands for Los Angeles.
Oh, you from Los Angeles?
No, I'm not from Los Angeles. I'm from Indiana.
Yeah, it's from LA Fitness, right?
It's from it's from the gym.
Local
gym.
Todd Oliver, our boy T.O.
Yeah, T.O.
He used to see you all the time at LA Fitness, right?
I think he traveled like out of town, maybe to Los Angeles for the
He was out there when I was at the LA Olympic trials.
Yeah, when you were at the Olympic. Uh-huh. Sorry, the Olympic trials.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Todd randomly out there. I was just walking around and saw Todd in downtown LA. That was strange.
Yeah. So
another thing, people,
because I don't really go to the gym it's that much. So
and if you're,
I don't know,
if you're from Indianapolis,
I don't really know where that name came from.
Everybody knows Scott Jacobson. He's in every races. Do you help T.O. set up for his races, don't you, in Carmel and all that jazz?
Yeah, we do all that fun stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Loading and unloading trucks, that sort of thing. Sure.
Well, since you're our biggest fan, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, Jesse.
Or Blake.
Whoever.
You can ask us anything.
Well, and he's your coach, so you can ask him any question about training or whatever you need to ask.
Yeah.
off the top of my head, what was a good moment? Or like one of your, the 2018, I guess.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, since we just wrapped up. This is our first episode in 2019. That's a good question. I'm trying to think. Probably the 100K World Championships in Croatia.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then just getting to see Budapest, and that was an awesome city. I like that a lot. Yeah, 24th
now
in the world. Pretty awesome.
Man, you, you're I mean, everybody knows you're amazing. And
thanks,
Scott. When I think of, did you say 100K or did you say 100 miles?
100K.
So not
as amazing as 100 miles.
When I think of 100K, I think of having to have a lot of training miles to be able to do something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to train quite a bit.
Yeah. So 90 to 100 miles.
Yeah, I was putting in mostly 90 to 100 miles. Yeah.
Weekly miles to do something like that. Yeah. Because just to, Jesse knows me and Blake knows me, and I'm not a long distance.
Yeah, you are.
You're really good. You ran how many marathons? You ran.
I ran in 7 marathons.
Yeah. You ran 7 marathons. That's pretty awesome, man.
So
but you're a pretty scratch golfer and bowler.
I mean, I did the marathon thing in 2 years, but it's been a while. So I've slowed down dramatically, you know, since my last.
Well, you had an injury
too. Since my last marathon, but to train for a marathon or to train for 50K. Or, you know, something of that, I guess, ability, you really have to, you have to do a lot of running.
You have to be a grinder.
You have to be a grinder.
And you got to work out at LA.
What about you, Blake? What's your best moment of 2018?
Honestly, same as you, doing the World Championships with the Masters stuff, but mainly, man, just this podcast, I think is, I'm really proud of. 25 episodes now in a year. You know, we came up on our year anniversary this past year. It's going pretty strong. So, proud of that. And, you know, also proud to still be a 361 athlete. That's pretty awesome. And,
yeah, heck yeah.
And all that stuff. So,
you have some 361 shoes, haven't you, Scott?
You
had the Meraki.
Yeah, I had the Meraki. And, It's a good shoe, but being a grinder, I guess as you say, you change out your shoes a little bit more often than I.
Yeah.
The shoe I'm in now, I think, gives me a few more miles. I can get a few more miles out of it.
So I'm gonna get off topic a little bit with the running.
Yeah, let's talk about whatever, man. Yeah, just open it up.
If you're listening to this, go in to YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And type in Scott Jacobson bowling and watch this guy bowl.
Yeah.
He's a damn near, like, professional.
You were killing
it, man.
He's
you
even got a soundtrack on his YouTube video.
Yeah, he's little on YouTube, and it's a soundtrack, and he's killing it.
Strike after strike.
Strike after strike after strike, so definitely check that out.
Thank you, Blake.
Yeah.
That's kind of you. Thanks. Now, the three of us went bowling together, but it was not duck pin bowling.
I know where you're talking about downtown.
Yeah, downtown.
Mm-hmm. What is that place? I don't even remember.
Where were we?
I can't remember.
They have a bunch of games and Punch Bowl Social.
Punch Bowl Social, yeah.
That was fun.
You got a good memory, man.
Yeah, I do. Good memory. Mm-hmm. So what are you most looking forward to in 2019, Scott?
Mm-hmm. 2019, just staying healthy and...
Yeah.
Getting to, I guess, spend some quality time with my good friends and family. And
you want to get back on the marathon game, too, don't you?
I do not want to get back on the marathon game, but I do want to get back in the running game.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you're doing Carmel half, though, right?
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, I mean, I've been out of the game for about a year and a half now, so... Mm-hmm. But I am back to running 5 days a week now.
That's awesome, man.
And I just...
Yeah, you had a really bad injury.
I did have a bad injury. But yeah. I just want to stay healthy. So that way I get to do what I love to do. And I get to see the people that...
that's what it's all about, man.
Inspire me. I get to see the real runners.
What about you, Blake? What are you looking forward to in 2018?
I guess Tuesday, I'm looking forward to turning 39.
Oh, man. You're getting so close to the Masters now.
I'm getting old, man. Well, depends on, yeah, Road Masters is 40, track is 35, but, yeah, 39, so looking forward to that. I got one more year in my 30s, and then I guess it goes downhill. Well, it's been going downhill, but I guess it goes downhill from there, right? Even worse.
I've got a quick question for you. Your age group's going to... I know it was kind of a big deal for you when you got to move up one age group.
I'm still...
No, I know. Yeah, you're still in
that
35
and
39. But I remember, this is how long...
Blake's looking forward to getting out of my age group.
Yeah, so, I won't have to race him no more.
So you're out and you're looking forward to the new...
I still got one more year to race this guy. And then I get out of his age group. Then I'm out.
You know, it's like that for Mike Cole. Mike Cole is my age.
He was a guest on the podcast, as you know, because you're our biggest fan.
That's right. he's also Mike Cole. Shout out is also amazing.
All right, I'm gonna do the second plug real quick, and I think we should hit some rapid fire questions.
Yeah, we're gonna
whatever comes off the top of our head.
Okay.
This episode of Running on Indy is brought to you by 361 Degrees Running Shoes. I've personally wearing the Spin Jets right now in a nice orange color. I think it's safety orange. But what have you been running, Blake?
Well, I wear generally the Spin Jets to kind of my chill shoe, kind of whatever. And then, the Meraki's my shoe. And then the Faisu. Faisu for the racing and the Meraki. I love that. I love that shoe. So
that's what I typically go with. I like the shoes you're in now that you've got on right now.
Well, thank you, Scott. Yeah. Now you got a pair of 361s, right?
You get the Meraki's. We already talked about that.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're gonna fire out some questions.
Real quick.
Oh no.
You know his nickname is String Cheese.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We got to come back to String Cheese. I don't even know why.
Go ahead. Scott comes in one day, and comes in and says, "Hey, I had my music on," and he's like, "Let's listen to some music." And I was like, "All right, what do you want to listen to, Scott?" And I turned on. He says, "Play String Cheese," and I'm like, "String Cheese? Never even heard of them." So we listened to String Cheese for the next 3 or 4 hours. He was there in the store. And so that's I was like, "From now on, your nickname is String Cheese."
Blake loves that String Cheese incident, by the way.
That was the story?
That's the story, man. I didn't know there was a band called String Cheese, but there is.
Oh, man, what a story.
It's a great story.
Man, I was glad we stopped the show for that one.
I'm surprised because it's usually... Whitney Houston or Tina Turner.
That's what Blake usually listen to. Yes. Whitney Houston.
Thank you for calling me, busting me out.
That is though. You go in, that is on his playlist.
Yes, I listen to Whitney Houston.
I mean, she gets you into the feels, it's good.
She does.
So, Blake, rapid fire question for you.
Okay.
I mean, we can ask anybody questions. So start thinking of questions, and you can direct towards anybody. You did this on our last podcast, so I have to give it back to you, to one of our guests.
Okay.
Favorite animal and make the noise of that animal.
Favorite animal would probably be a dog.
Okay.
I like a dog.
Make a dog sound.
And I'm going to make my I have a husky.
Okay.
So that's my favorite dog as far as a husky is. And they actually talk to you, and this is how they sound.
Okay.
I'll say, "Lucky. Hey, Lucky." He goes, There you go.
All right.
I'm also a fan of the dog.
Okay.
Woof, woof.
Nice. Do I have to do my dog now?
Is that your favorite?
Oh, wait. Of course. That's Rita's my favorite dog. That's my favorite animal of all time. She doesn't bark very much, though. So I don't know if she does, she's like... She's a Chihuahua dachshund.
She is. She is.
She's a Chihuahua.
She is. She's a little mix. But, yeah.
And she goes, a mix.
She's a cutie.
Hey, wait.
We love Rita. She's a cutie.
New podcast idea, dog noises.
There you go.
Dog, 30 minutes uninterrupted of us just doing dog noises.
I think people would definitely tune in for that
one. Love it. All right. We didn't all have to answer that, but anybody have any? Let's some more rapid fire.
So, Scott.
Yes.
Who is the best quarterback in the NFL?
Ooh.
Of all time.
But all time or right now?
All time.
Okay. That's fair.
All time.
I don't think this is as big a question as it used to be.
Right now, I'm gonna have to go with Andrew Luck, current.
Well, okay, but what about all time?
All time.
And that's you can make an argument there.
I mean, I'm just gonna leave it at that for now.
Andrew Luck all time. That's what he's saying.
Okay, Andrew Luck.
I know where you're going with this, Blake. So I'm gonna say Drew Brees.
Okay, I'm gonna say Tom Brady. That's not a big thing here in Indiana. But
I'm more of a basketball fan anyway. But. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, go Colts though. They got it. They're still in it.
Can the Colts do it this weekend, Scott?
Are they going to win?
They
can. Expert analysis.
Yeah, give us your take on
your breakdown of the Colts game this weekend?
What do they have to do to win?
They just have to go out and play hard football to win. So I think I just got an update where maybe like 8 players did not practice today.
Really?
Come, to rest up?
Yeah, to just
to rest.
To rest. All right. And come Saturday.
Can they do it? Think they can do it?
Are they going to win? Who's going to win?
Colts. Colts
are
going to. Yeah.
Right. Fair enough.
Colts are going to win.
He told me earlier that they got to play good in the second half.
Yeah, I think they have to.
That is a must.
I think it can't be like 21 points in the first, in like one half. I think they have to, like 21 points.
Like last game?
Yeah, like last game. Well, kind of have like...
We're not starting a football podcast. Yes. So we're done with that. We're just going to have everybody tune out. Not a lot of people like football. But I was going to... Oh, biggest running tip for new runners.
Biggest running tip for new runners is to find a running partner, like a running buddy.
Oh, that's a great tip.
Because... Mm-hmm. If it's new, I think having somebody to
run with, to push you,
to run with and to put and to push you,
yeah, man,
and to to kind of keep you in your comfort zone. I think might be a good idea.
Okay,
but for new, I would say for new runners.
Okay, Scott, since you know me and Jesse really well, right? You think you know us really well? I want you to give us advice on our running. What do we need to work on, and what do we need to do better at?
Mm-hmm.
What you see from me and what you see from Jesse.
And we don't have all night, so we only do one for Blake, okay?
Yeah.
I don't have any criticism. I mean, it's when I get your results for like Carmel, year in and year out, all I can say is just the years where you guys have slowed your running down maybe just a little bit. It seems like the competition that you're bringing into the to the event seems to be a little bit stronger.
Okay.
The years that maybe your times might be a little bit slower, but it's rare. I mean, I can sum it up
in one word for you.
Yeah.
Just say grinder. That's what all you gotta do. What is the biggest mistake you ever made in a marathon?
Oh gosh, going out too fast.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
How'd that make you feel?
Tired.
Oh yeah, just tired. Yeah. Did your legs hurt or anything? You're just tired. And you're like, I'm just a little tired.
Well,
I'm gonna take a little nap and I'll be good.
It just caught up to me later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, my first marathon, I had to get 2 IVs afterwards.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was cramping so bad. It was terrible.
Was it cramping from the wet? Was it from the weather, or was it from because you were pushing?
It was really hot. I mean, I was pushing and it was really hot too.
I gotcha. You know
what I thought he was going to say, Jesse?
Well,
every time he comes to see me at Runner's Form, I thought he was going to say, he's trying to be nice. Blake, you need to eat better.
He's trying to be nice, but that is true. You do need to be better.
Yeah, you do.
It's... You should listen to our podcast with Jackie Decos.
I should. He's like, are you eating good, Blake? I was like, well, I had some ravioli today, Chef RD in a can. You need to eat better.
That's true. He does need to eat better. Isn't that right? You need to keep coaching him. He's just trying to be nice to the podcast.
Blake, I've got a question. Do you still eat at the Cracker Barrel?
I do.
Yeah, you love the Cracker Barrel.
You know what he likes more, right? Do you know what his favorite restaurant is?
Favorite restaurant is...
You don't know. You gotta know
this. You gotta know this one.
He, like, talks about it nonstop.
Starts with a B.
It's a southern thing. They don't have them here.
Oh, yeah. Bojangles.
Have you eaten at a Bojangles?
I'm not sure.
I don't think I have either. Oh, no, I know so, I haven't. But.
I just thought of something I wanted to, ask you. Oh, I know you love to run, at Eagle Creek.
Yes.
And do you?
Well, I don't know if I love to run there, but it's right beside my place where I live.
It's right.
It's a great place.
It's close to home. It's close to your home.
Yeah, here's something about Blake.
But that's not what I wanted to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
The roads are really windy. It just does not seem like a safe place to run.
I guess it's safe.
But the
it's
trail
good
is it
field.
Is it's it
like
good?
Inside the park?
Yeah,
or?
it's inside the park. So the trail running is that? Do you do more?
I don't do trail running.
Blake runs in the roads a lot.
Yes, I don't run on the trail because I always hit a root and fall.
Yeah,
I don't. My perception is not very good.
Yeah.
It's really windy out there. I was.
Here's one thing about Blake's running. Really, really, if he could do every run like downhill, he totally would. Like, if you could give him like a downhill run,
right?
Just so he could plug in at like a good time.
Or an indoor track.
Yeah, indoor track with. If you can eliminate all obstacles of difficulty, and just make it fast, Blake is all in.
Yeah,
if he's downhill with no wind. Perfect temperature.
No, tailwind. Give me a tailwind.
Oh, a tail. Even better, tailwind.
That's cool.
No, Eagle Creek's pretty safe. I'll say it's pretty safe.
Are you talking about because of traffic?
Well, the traffic and the roads are are just windy roads. So
it's because cars get in there and fly around there.
And they've also,
It's almost like a big track. I mean, it's not a track, but I mean, it's almost like windy, like a track kind of winds,
and
it turns on.
They've had some gang issues in there. There's a lot of, like on the trails. There's like,
really?
Yeah, a bunch of like, never mind.
No, there's no gangs
in Eagle Creek. I was gonna make up something like Robin Hood and his Merry Men.
It's like
Robin the rich folks in Eagle Creek, but only.
It's like old walkers and runners. It's like side by side. It's like you'll have like an old runner and then you'll have like a walker who's just as fast as the runner.
When I first moved here, I would go to Eagle Creek and there would be. There'd always be like older people in like a 80s sweatsuit, and they had the hand weights, and I think they had the ankle weights, and it was awesome. I loved waving at it, like, hey, and then the little headbands. It was great.
So Scott, since you're our biggest podcast fan, why should people tune in and listen to our podcast? What would you tell them? What somebody asked you, hey, why should I listen to Jesse and Blake? What would you say?
Well, Running on Indy, it's a running podcast. So, all your guys' listeners
will learn about running.
Well, I mean,
they're not gonna learn.
If you're listening right now, you know,
you're definitely not learning anything. But hopefully, you're entertained.
No, if you're listening right now, when it comes to mindset, you do have three of the toughest minds mm-hmm. in the building when it comes to sleep and food and eat and like rest and,
yeah.
and training.
Except for Blake with his food.
Except for Blake.
With his food. He eats those raviolis.
With his food.
Yeah.
So
gotta get off the raviolis.
Let me tell you something else about Scott you didn't know. He literally, every time we hang out with me and Kelly, mm-hmm. Kelly being my wife, Scott literally hits on her every single time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What?
Calling her beautiful. And
she is beautiful.
He's just trying to be, trying to be nice. Yeah, Scott's a gentleman.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I would never disrespect you. Like
speaking
that,
of hanging out with Blake and Kelly, we went to the, on New Year's Day, we went to the Bad Axe.
Bad Axe throwing,
and we threw axes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was me, Blake, Kelly, my girlfriend, and we. And you know what? Blake found something that he is definitely, like, that is his talent, man. Mm-hmm. Blake is, he needs to start a Bad Axe podcast because he is way better at axe throwing than
I'll have to admit with Jesse's
you
right.
Should be sponsored.
I did not realize I could throw an axe really well.
Yes.
So 361, if you're looking for an axe team.
Yeah, you are the axe man.
Give me some 361 gloves. I don't know. I didn't miss the target, not one time.
Yeah, he would just, he would wind up and put so much momentum into it, it would go, fling, and it was, like, amazing. And then I would throw it, and I'd be like, doink, and just bounce right off.
It was fun, it was fun.
Yeah, I was pretty good at it. He would get so jacked up after, he'd be like, ah!
Yeah, when I threw the axe and it stuck, it just sent this, like, rage of, like, power through me, like,
yeah! Yeah, yeah, he was crushing it.
Jesse,
we should go sometime,
Jesse,
man.
He told me you've got skills. It doesn't surprise me either that
it's from the South, man.
You can throw the axe.
It's in their blood.
So is it a target? Is it a target or is it like a log?
It's basically like a bullseye.
So it's a bullseye.
Yeah, you can play like basically like, kind of like dart games.
Mm. Cool.
Similar. It's good zombie apocalypse practice.
Yeah.
We'll have to we'll have to do that for your
It's only $20 an hour. It's not bad. An hour is all you need.
And then
you play different games. They got different types of games.
We'll have to do that for your 39th birthday.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. We'll probably not do it Tuesday, but maybe do it on the weekend. We could go.
That'd be fun.
We'll do it on the weekend.
I'd do it again.
Definitely do it on the weekend.
We have to drink a little bit more now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the safe thing to do.
I think I can only get better.
Yeah,
that's what you can teach. Well, you can teach me. You can teach us. If you know,
yeah.
I'd like to...
Here's the first rule about axe throwing, and this is what they actually tell you. Because you have two targets. There's two people can go at the same time. So when you throw your axe, and if you throw it first, wait till the other person throws their axe before you retrieve yours.
Yes.
That's so, like yeah, very yeah, important. Yeah.
Jesse, Tommy almost hit you.
Oh, wait, yeah, I didn't walk out. I forgot.
You were walking to get yours, and he threw it.
Oh, shit.
And he almost hit, you know, he's like.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. So do not walk out.
Yes, it's not like that, but back to the bowling lane.
I bet you'd be good at it because you're so good at those kind of.
No. I was just gonna say, when the ball comes, you retrieve the ball from the. I don't even know what it's.
The gutter.
No.
Oh, it's the
machine.
Yeah, the machine.
Yeah.
From from the machine. You don't want to stick your. You don't want to put your hand in.
Woody Harrelson wants to stand.
Same kind of thing. I don't want to be standing in front of you when you're throwing it.
You definitely don't want to be standing in front of Blake. Yeah, yeah. You might just get hit by the blunt side with me, but Blake, he'll like stick the point.
When I get an axe in my hand, my mind goes completely.
I might hit you with the handle, so you might.
Yeah.
It won't feel nice, but you won't die. Yeah,
Oops, sorry.
You got anything else, Blake?
Well, let's let him do a plug. So, spot three.
Yeah, you want to do our third plug, Scott?
Sure.
Since you're our biggest fan and honored guest tonight.
Thank you, Jesse. Thanks to our sponsor, 361 Degrees, powered by Quick Foam. Check 361 Performance Footwear at Runners Forum on your local run specialty retailer.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Good job.
So yeah, so this is our first show of 2019. We just kind of wanted to keep it casual, recap a little bit of 2018, and just chill with our boy Scott here and have him on the show. Did you enjoy coming in?
Yeah, thanks for.
Of course,
thanks for
man.
Getting me. I guess thanks for getting me in here.
Is there anything you want to ask or say?
Yeah,
or
anything else you want to put in or talk about? Did we miss anything?
I mean,
any more plugs for your YouTube channel?
I have a golf.
You have a golf one too?
I have a golf video.
He's a good golfer too.
I have a golf video, yeah, but it's not as good as
I bet you'd be good at bad axing.
As the bowling video.
I think he would be good. Because anything with aim, he seems to be really well at. Yeah. So I think he would be good with that.
Awesome. Well, for the audience, make sure to tune in this year. We're going to have lots of new exciting shows. Mm-hmm. And we'll just bring our A game. We're going to step it up in 2019.
Yeah.
Like lots of fireworks and...
And if you as an audience, if you have any ideas that you want us to talk about for the show,
please share.
Just, you know, we have Twitter, we have Facebook, and we have Instagram, Running On Indie. Go to any one of those three sites and just post questions up there. Hey, you guys should talk about
this. Yeah, we'll definitely put it on.
Yeah,
and, you know, we're not above bringing in fans here either. So if you want to be on the show, just write us and we'll
and
probably.
And if you want to see more Scott Jacobson, let us know. We'll bring him back.
We can just bring him in and chill.
Don't get your hopes.
We're here.
Yeah, and
we're here for the fans.
Scott's like, I'm one and done, man.
thanks for having me, Jesse. Thanks for having me, Blake.
And if you want to start your own podcast, you can come to the Village Recording Studio in Broderpool, and you can be famous just like us. So, well, anything else? That's it, right?
Good,
all right, so just remember
to keep
running on Indy.